First, I think you need to understand that the significance of this. It isn't a law as yet. That was a motion recommending that the government introduces legislation to cut down the number of ministries. Because right now we have a very bloated cabinet of 42 ministries, and everybody agrees that the economy right now cannot support that number of ministries. So this is a reaction by members of parliament, the backbench group. It's one of the ways of protest, but it is not binding. It has no legal force. For example, like the motion that annulled the appointment of the Ringera. The Gazette noticed that appointed Justice Ringera to the post of executive director or the boss, CEO of the Kenya Anti-Corruption Commission. So you can say in a sense that this is just the House showing its displeasure, but it has no force of law.
Some people are saying that although the Parliament did this in good faith, it could possibly undermine the coalition government because it was as a result of the coalition government that led to the bloating of the cabinet. What do you say to that?
But I don't believe that is so, because the people who spoke and voted from across the two sides of government. So it's the same government, the same coalition partners who are recognizing that the national accord as drawn brought far too much pressure on the economy. And therefore it is the MP's reaction to the bloated nature of the cabinet. I don't think anybody would say that it would undermine the grand coalition government, because the people who voted are members of the grand coalition government themselves. Don't forget that under the National Accord Agreement, there is only one member of government that is technically not in the coalition government. That is Cyrus Jirongo's KADU party. Everybody else is part of the grand coalition, and therefore it's the same grand coalition, the backbench of the grand coalition, that are saying, look, this national accord cannot be sustained in terms of the ministerial positions.
When do you think this motion will become into law, and do you think the coalition government will agree to your line of thinking?
It will not become law, I can tell you that. The government normally treats this kind of backbench motions with a great deal of disdain and contempt, and I do not expect that the government will take any notice of it. Indeed, that is why they did not marshal in their troops to come to the House to vote against it, because they know that it doesn't amount to anything in law. So I don't expect anything much will come out of it. It's done and that's it. Nothing will come out of it. It will join a long list of motions that have been passed by Parliament, by the backbench over the years, that the government simply ignores. If any serious attempt is going to result in the reduction of the cabinet positions, then we would have to enact an actual law, you know, pass a law pursuant to the provisions of the Constitution. That is an act of Parliament setting out the number of ministries, and not just a motion. This a motion is just an expression of displeasure, and the government is not obliged to act on it. I don't expect that they will act on it.
Is there any way Parliament can force the issue to ensure that that the government takes notice of it and acts on it, as most Kenyans have expressed confidence?
Exactly.
and seem to like what you're doing?
They can follow the same procedure that I followed with the Special Tribunal Bill. The same Member of Parliament can introduce a bill now to pass, to enact law, rather than just to pass a motion. The same Member of Parliament, or indeed any Member of Parliament, can introduce a private member's bill. A bill is very different from a motion, because a bill results in law. And the president cannot ignore the law, because Parliament can override a presidential veto. So it is possible that any member of parliament, and indeed the honorable member himself who brought this motion, could come back and say that now that we have a motion, I want to introduce a bill, actual legislation, to create the law setting the limits to government, the cabinet posts. So it is possible.